Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Because I think the situation here, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm not a Mike Tomlin fan and I'm not even sure Arthur Smith is that good of an offensive coordinator. But I'm pretty sure the situation here with DK Metcalf is better than what Tennessee had last year. And I saw Rudolph make plays with Pickens and Deontay Johnson as his top receivers in an offense that was described as like high schoolish. And we all saw what Matt Canada's playbook looked like. It was this piece of paper, basically, with a few plays on the front and a few plays on the back, like something that you'd see a Pop Warner coach or a youth football coach call plays from. So this situation the Steelers find themselves in, for me, if it doesn't get worked out with Aaron Rodgers, I'll be happy. And yeah, I'd like to see Shedeur Sanders on the roster. I'd like to see a rookie quarterback get first swing at the job because that player's future, it will become the most important thing to the franchise when they draft him. But I'm also not ruling out the fact that Mason Rudolph might be good here. And I think there's a lot of Steelers fans out there who push for Mason Rudolph and argue for Mason Rudolph, but the argument is let's play him because he's going to suck and the team is going to suck and the team is going to win like five games. And that sets us up in the 2026 draft. I do think that there's a universe out there. I do think that there's a world out there in which Mason Rudolph has a little bit of Geno Smith in him and gets the chance and plays well and becomes the Steelers' starting quarterback for the next few years. Does that sound crazy to you? 412-928-9370. I didn't do any drugs this weekend. I did have a few surf sides at the Pirates game on Saturday and a couple more when I got home that night. And then I had wine at my in-law's house for Easter dinner yesterday. But as far as mind-altering things, that's the extent of the drug and alcohol use for me in the last 48 hours. I have a part of me as a Steelers fan that wants to see Mason Rudolph play outside of the shadow of Ben Roethlisberger and without the limitations of the Matt Canada offense, with better wide receivers, with wide receivers who actually, I think, are in line with the way he plays, which is get the ball downfield, he somehow, and this is like pure magic and sorcery, he was somehow able to keep George Pickens from blowing up and acting like an immature baby. So Ray says he'd ride with Mason Rudolph and like says it in a way that's making him sound like best case scenario, he's a Charlie Batch type who's just a rock solid backup quarterback. I think there's a chance he's still more than that. And if that's one of the things we find out this year, cool. Like, I'd rather see if Mason Rudolph has that in his game than see what Aaron Rodgers can do at 41 years old. And not because I'm treating this year as a season where they're punting. I do think that there might be potential in Mason Rudolph that just got thrown by the wayside because of his circumstances here. And the circumstances he had in Tennessee were actually worse than what he had here. I mean, we've seen some of these reclamation project quarterbacks turn a corner like Sam Darnold or Geno Smith. Why can't Mason Rudolph be the next guy in that line of quarterbacks who have proven everybody wrong? 412-928-9370. Donnie, does any part of you have that curiosity with Mason? Or are you 100% convinced all he is a backup quarterback in this league? Nothing more, nothing less.
No, I mean, I think there's still some curiosity in just based on what we saw the final few games of 2023. I'm not putting a lot of stock into it long term. Like, I'm not going to hold my breath thinking that this guy could get them out of their quarterback troubles for the foreseeable future. But I've just said all along that I want to see them ride with this guy.
Would it be more shocking than Geno Smith turning into a good quarterback if that's what happens with Mason Rudolph if he gets a chance?
I don't know if I'd say more shocking.
Right, so there's already the blueprint of something like that happening. Same kind of similar style quarterback,
right,
too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It would feel very similar to me. But I guess like the way Geno was that, you know, he got thrown around by a lot of different teams. He played for both teams in New York. And then it was just the sweetest part for him. He got to beat the guy he replaced the first game that he started that season where he really turned things around. He had the cool quote after the game.
So schedule makers, give us Steelers Browns in week one and let the Steelers go up against Kenny and let Mason Rudolph beat him in Pittsburgh week one, and then we'll have the start of a storybook season with him. How about that? Put that into the world.
That may be what they're thinking, but I think, per usual, the Pirates are home that weekend, so they probably won't be
yeah, that's a good point.
hosting a game.
How long has it been since they lost that game against Tennessee, right?
Well, no, they started week one against San Francisco a couple of years
That's
ago.
That's right. What am I talking about? I've tried to block that game out because it was like the beginning of the end for me in Pickett. Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of let's go with Mason, but I think most of it is because fans believe that's the quickest route to get an early pick in next year's draft. I'm saying it because I think there's a chance the guy's good.
What do you think their ceiling is with him?
Let me put it this way. I don't think it's any worse than with Rodgers. And let me put it this way. If Rodgers threw 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions at 41, I don't think he'd be the Steelers quarterback in 2026. Do you agree with that?
Probably not.
If Mason Rudolph threw 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, do you think he'd be the Steelers quarterback in 2026? I think he would be.
You don't think they would take a guy in the 26th
draft? I mean, they might, but I think he'd still be around, and I think he'd have a chance to ward the guy off and keep him at arm's length for at least the first few games of the season. Because that's, I mean, that's not a, we know that that's obviously not what it's all about, touchdown to interception ratio. But that would be a stat line that would make me feel like the guy could actually play quarterback in the NFL. How old is he? Is he 30 yet? Rudolph, what is he, 29, 30? 2000, trying to think of when.
29.
There might be 7 or 8 years left in him as an NFL quarterback. So, look, I'm not at all opposed to drafting a quarterback 21st. I don't want Jackson Dart, but I would take Sanders there. And if they do this Giants trade and move back to 33 or 34, excuse me, I'd be even more excited about taking a quarterback in that spot. I also am not ruling out Mason Rudolph being this kind of ugly duckling quarterback who we all wrote off. We all said sucked. And if given an opportunity, can actually do something with it. So I'm in favor of it, but it seems like I'm in favor of it for reasons that most people can't wrap their head around, and that is because I think the guy has a chance actually to be a good NFL starting quarterback. And I want to know if you agree or disagree with me on that at 412-928-9370. And yes, the irony is not lost on me that I gave this man the nickname Mediocre Mason, and now I am the one making the argument that he can be something much more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
More than that.
I am not the strongest believer in Mike Tomlin's assessment of quarterback play up until this point. Perhaps he will prove me wrong, but there are certain people, when they tell me certain things about quarterbacks, I just no question, no skepticism, completely believe how they assess a quarterback or how they evaluate a quarterback or what they believe a quarterback is capable of within their system. That's just not my feelings on Mike Tomlin right now.
I agree with Aditi on that one. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie's football segment, The Debrief, very popular, is 15 minutes away. His biggest football story of the day. Nick Faribault, who is one of the great up-and-coming Steelers insiders, was at the Senior Bowl, was at the Combine. No one follows and covers the draft more closely in Pittsburgh sports media. He's going to join me in a half hour. I'm talking about Mason Rudolph right now, 3 days out from the draft. And I believe in Mason Rudolph. I think that there's a chance if he plays, he's going to take the ball and run with it. And I don't want Aaron Rodgers to block him from getting that chance. And I am in favor of a scenario, a setup for 2025 in which Mason Rudolph and the quarterback the Steelers pick are the two guys who get a shot at solving this riddle, finding the Steelers' next quarterback post Ben Roethlisberger. Because as Aditi said there in that answer, Tomlin got Mason Rudolph wrong the first time. He buried him on the depth chart. He didn't put him in position to succeed. He didn't give him the proper coaching and training. And the guy went out there and saved Tomlin's ass. And so I think with a better offensive coordinator and better receivers and maybe even a better offensive line, Mason Rudolph can look like an NFL starting quarterback here. Most people I hear make an argument for Mason, though, say it because they think the Steelers will suck with him at quarterback. And they're saying that like it's a good thing. Mason will blow. The Steelers will blow. And they'll go 5-12 and get their guy in the draft next year. My argument for Mason is that I think he actually has a shot to be good. And I want to know your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Maybe you think I've taken crazy pills today. Let's start with Benny in Beaver. Hello, Benny.
How you doing, kid?
I'm almost 40, so I haven't been called a kid in a while, Benny. Thank you.
I call everybody a kid. Mason Rudolph's a kid that I've been supporting for a long time. And actually, Mike Tomlin doesn't deserve him, really. I caught on a little bit late. I'm not sure exactly what how many different short end of the sticks that you forgot. But, you know, he was drafted and immediately on a taxi squad. Yep. He was not dressed for any games. And, you know, this guy has had so many things, so many injuries at wrong times. And, you know, what I don't understand is, do you remember when they had the Pickett and the Trubisky and the Rudolph? You know, they had to decide. Remember when he accidentally made the, they said it was a typographical secretary error?
Yes, where he was on the depth chart.
Quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. That it, they had not updated it.
I was so excited to hear that he got the second backup.
Yes, only something like that would happen to him. Just like only in my lifetime, the only time I've seen a guy get hit so hard, they had to take his face mask off and then get him off the field. But he needed to be carried off the field because the cart broke. I've never seen anything like that before. Never seen anything like that since, as a matter of fact. He looked like a football player out of like the 1930s without a face mask on. So some truly bizarre things have happened to him, like when he was almost beaten to death with his own helmet by Myles Garrett. And that was one time Mike Tomlin actually did stand up for Mason Rudolph, and that was actually a very good thing that Mike Tomlin did there because he thought that Mason Rudolph's reputation and integrity was on the line, and it was because of some of the heinous allegations that Myles Garrett was wrongly making about Rudolph. All right, so the first guy actually does agree with me. Here's my guy, Mr. Old School, next. Hello, Old School.
Hey, what's going on, my man? Coming through the Fort Pitt tunnels. And, you know, it amazes me how it don't matter how much you drive in the city, right before you get to the Fort Pitt tunnel, everything slows down.
Yep.
Just crazy. But
I dealt with it last night. I was going to do TV and going into Pittsburgh. At 7:50, I waited in traffic for 10 minutes. Made no sense.
So it doesn't make any sense. Hey, but listen, I like your idea. I think Mason can do a good job. I think he'll be like a Tommy Maddox for us. And I would rather do that than to get like a Kirk Cousins.
What a throwback. Would you sign up for that, Donnie? If I told you Mason Rudolph was going to be 2002 Tommy Maddox, would you take that right now? Would you sign up for that?
Tommy Gunn won a playoff game, and he was pretty close to winning another. Yeah, I would take
it. Okay.
Yeah, you figure Tommy Maddox, and then right after Tommy Maddox, what do? We got Big Ben. I don't like this quarterback class as being our number one guy, unless, you know, maybe we get Shador. But I think Mason, he's tall. He got the gun for the arm. He's like a Tommy Gunn. He can throw it deep. That was his calling card when he came out.
And they got receivers for the deep ball with DK now.
And now he got receivers. Yep. So I think he can do the job.
All right, 2 for 2. Two people on board. Let's see if our number two fan, Jeff in South Park, agrees. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Pony. Hope you had a great Easter with your family, man.
I did. My daughter had about 19 Easter egg hunts. They were never ending. My house is like jelly beans, little people, and chocolate bunnies right now.
So you want to hear a funny story real quick about what my son got for Easter, or do you want to cut to the chase?
No, just kidding. I do. I just said that to be an a-hole. What did he get?
So one of the things that my son got for Easter was a Princess Leia action figure.
Okay.
It was one of those high-end ones because we spoil him when it comes to the Star Wars stuff.
So is he not allowed to open it and play with it?
No. We're not. No, I actually did that for years and years and years when I was young collecting. But it's nice to have a kid little enough that we just let him play with the stuff.
Okay.
So he got a high-end Princess Leia action figure as one of the toys he got for Easter. And for any Star Wars fans out there, it came with the cloth robe that she wears in the original movie. Well, on the action figure, the robe comes off. Mm. And if for anybody who is ever wondering what she was wearing underneath that robe, the answer is not a whole lot. So he's playing with her this morning. He goes,
so your son's been playing with Princess Leia's boobs for the last 2 days. Is that what you're telling me?
And he's like, he says to me, look, Daddy, she doesn't have any pants. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so he's like, I'm going to take it to my grandparents' house today. I made him put the robe back on, so his grandparents were like, what the hell are they giving him to play with?
They probably looked at it like, man, the apple didn't fall very far from the tree. This kid's just like Jeff.
No, I couldn't believe that. And like the good part, though, is when I relayed this story to my wife, she thought it was funny. If she didn't find it funny, then I might have been in trouble. But, like, no, we all thought it was pretty darn funny. So I thought I'd share that with you real quick. Anyhow, as far as it comes to Rudolph, I'm not there yet with you, but I can get there. You have advocated for the Pirates to bring back both Clint Hurdle and even Jim Leland.
Yep.
Can the Steelers bring back Bill Cowher? Because I said it to you on the air before, Mason Rudolph is a total Bill Cowher quarterback. The last caller brought up Tommy Maddox. That's beautiful, man. Bring Bill Cowher back. We have the rest of the roster, quote-unquote, built up. Yeah, let's roll, man. Like, I don't know that I believe it right now, but let's get Bill Cowher out of retirement, and I could see it happening. Tommy Gunn, 2002.
Thank you, Jeff. Kind of blacked out on everything else after the kid playing with the action figures' breasts. That kind of was the highlight of that call for me. Here is Rich and Kennedy. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Rich.
I don't have any of Princess Leia. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I was never really... the Princess Leia never really did it for me. I'm going to just throw that out there.
Hey, I'm 100% behind Mason Rudolph.
You believe in Mason Rudolph?
I do believe in him.
I believe in Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. I think he's gotten a bum rap. I don't know the exact reason behind all of it, but I feel like he's gotten the short end of the stick.
Hold on a second. You said that in a way where you think that there's like a reason why you're like, what is the reason why you think he's gotten a bad rap?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to go on air and say it. I don't.
Why is it bad? Am I going to get in trouble if you say it?
No, I think I don't know. Is it, I don't know what the word is to say on the air, but somebody did not like him
for some reason, is my opinion. And to say that he got his chance, especially with the offensive line that they did have at the time, I mean, Duck Hodges couldn't do anything. Even Roethlisberger couldn't do anything. There was so much pressure on them guys that...
Well, look, I think when he got benched for Duck Hodges, he deserved it. He wasn't playing well. He was completely shook by the Myles Garrett thing. He was not in position at that point to be a good quarterback in the league. And the Steelers had to take some of the blame because of the training they gave him leading up to that. People have already said third stringer, didn't get reps. They let Josh Dobbs take that spot for a while. All of that jazz. And then the times he would go in and play in the preseason and in that Lions game before the Lions became a contender when they still sucked and they tied because he didn't play well. And the game plan was like set up for him to throw the ball a lot in bad weather, which didn't make sense. But quarterbacks get better. They don't all, as we've seen with Sam Darnold and Geno Smith, it isn't linear. They don't all progress the way that people want. And there's peaks and valleys and ups and downs. So I'd like to see the guy get a shot in some ways. They're not paying him to get a shot. They're only paying him $4 million. But, you know, Sam Darnold was only making 10 and Geno Smith was making peanuts before he replaced Russell Wilson. There was original debate there that they were going to give that job to Drew Locke. The Steelers and Seahawks played a preseason game here before that season started, and Locke looked like he was going to be the starter. So you don't know. But I liked enough of what I saw from Rudolph in big games where with better coaching and better players around him, I do think I'm intrigued. I'm interested. I believe in him. The debrief. Donnie's football segment is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, April 21, 2025. The Eagles have yet again locked up one of their big fellas up front. The Eagles and Pro Bowl center Cam Jurgens, they agreed to a deal today, 4 years, $68 million, just over $39 million guaranteed. So he will be with Philly through the 2029 season.
That's Jason Kelsey's replacement, right?
Yes, it is. Just yet again, another example. See, it seems easy. Keep a crew like that together. And I know that they let Mekhi Becton move on, but that's somebody they're going to just plug and play, whoever else.
Do you remember Mekhi Becton's dad on draft night?
Yeah, that dude was massive.
Oh, my God. He had, like, some of the skinniest legs, but some of the, like, he probably weighed over 400 pounds.
Oh, he looked like he easily cleared four bills.
But he looked like he had, like, popsicle sticks for legs. It was a very strange build on this guy. But yeah, he was a. That just popped into my head when you mentioned Becton. Like, I remember that was the COVID draft, and they went to Mekhi Becton's house, and you just saw a guy who I'm like, oh, there's no, that's not Mekhi Becton. That's his gigantic, humongous dad. Dads get brought up a lot because the Steelers like dads who played and brothers who played and things like that. So I'm sure if it's not Shedeur Sanders, they'll still find a way to get their hands on somebody in this draft who's linked to somebody who had played in the NFL at some point, because that's one of Tomlin's favorite things to do. Are you a guy that thinks that their offensive line is going to take a huge step this year?
I feel like I want to say yes, like I want to say yes every year, but then we don't quite see it. I mean, Zach Frazier, I think, already a really good player.
All right, how would you rank the five offensive linemen right now from best to worst?
Frazier, number one.
Okay.
Seumalo, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad that we really haven't seen him. I'd go Fautanu, number three.
Yep.
Then I just think out of raw ability, I would go Jones. But, man, he's clinging on to that a whole lot. The old raw ability well.
And then McCormick's the weakest link for you.
But I don't think the gap is too far between McCormick and Jones. And, I mean, we're talking about a mid-round pick at guard versus a guy that they traded up for a few picks to select. So
we just talked about this regarding Mason Rudolph and how much their handling of him when he was a young player potentially stunted his growth. If Broderick Jones never amounts to anything, making him play right tackle, getting him away from his natural position right from the very beginning, because Dan Moore didn't have position flexibility, will be second-guessed forever with him if he never makes it. Because, man, you need reps. Not everybody is such a good player where they get off the bus or they get off the plane, they show up like Marquise Pouncey did, and they're immediately ready to go, great NFL player. These guys need coaching. They need practice. They need time there to work out kinks. And, okay, when a guy does X, Y, and Z, my counter move needs to be this and that. Like, all of this, I think, continuity. We talk about with the Pirates lineup, too. Knowing what your job is and knowing what your role is in professional sports, I think, is very important. And they've treated Broderick Jones like he's kind of just a down-the-line guy, and not someone that they traded up in the first round to get their hands on. And yet, the flip side of that, Donnie, is Fautanu walks in, and right off the bat, they're like, you're starting because you're one of our best players, and we're not going to, like, we're not going to overcook this or overthink this or do some kind of stupid, you got to sit behind a veteran and wait your turn thing. I don't know. Did they think they were getting one thing with Broderick Jones, and then when he got to the Steelers and they saw him up close, he was something different, and they had a little bit of buyer's remorse right from the beginning? It, I mean, sort of feels like that.
Pretty damning on them, if that's the case.
I mean, that's happened before. I mean, usually it takes like almost like a regime change or a coaching change to sour on a player. Like, see, hold on a second, though. I mean, isn't that kind of what happened with Roman Wilson this year? I know there was an injury, but then it was the whole, well, he's not really even from a football IQ or football mental standpoint where he needs to be as a player. Like, he seems completely out of sight, out of mind to me, and he was a third-round pick last year.
Yeah, it's even, and I know that that's a pick that you don't want to miss on. It's just so much worse if it's a first-round pick that you bring him in and you're like, oh, this isn't what I thought it would be. This guy's nowhere near.
Do you think Broderick Jones in 2025 will be better than what Dan Moore was for the Steelers in 2024?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, that's encouraging, because that version of Dan Moore that the Steelers got made, what, $80 million this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, overpaid. It helped out that there weren't many guys at his position on the open market, but yes. I do think he'll be better.
I'm very, very, very worried. Just because people that I talk to who watch offensive linemen in depth do not have a lot of hope for the guy. And it just, like, I have a hard time as just a football fan saying, no, you're wrong and I'm right. His technique and his fundamentals of the position are actually good.
I mean, that's just another huge miss then. They trade up for the guy.
Would it be worse than Kenny? It's an earlier pick.
I know, and they used assets to move up. Like, I really want to argue yes. It's just there's so much weight with the quarterback position alone that if you do take a swing there and you miss badly.
But, like, I think Devin Bush is a worse pick than Kenny.
I agree with
because
you.
Because he was 10.
Yeah, I mean, if Jones doesn't turn it around, I think the argument's absolutely there. Because, yeah, he was used with a higher pick. You moved up to get him. Here's the other thing, similar to Bush, and not necessarily the same case for Kenny. It was pretty much the consensus that that's where the dude should get drafted. He was going to be a top 20 player.
Yeah.
Same way with Bush. Same way with Jarvis Jones.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's not like they reached on those guys. They picked the guys that were slotted for that pick.
Right. Like it's almost hard for me to put Pickett even in that same conversation, even though he does play the game's most important position. It didn't seem like any of those quarterbacks in that class were among the top 25.
Donnie, what do all these guys
players?
Have in common? What do Jones and Kenny both have in common? First round picks, and again, process, how you treat a player once you get him, how you develop a player once you get him. You just mentioned Cam Jurgens, who had to sit behind Jason Kelce, and when he went into the lineup, he was ready to go, and now he got paid. That's how this debrief started. Look at the coaches they had for Kenny. Look at when they decided to play Kenny. Look at the offense he was in. Same thing with Jones. Look at where he played. They had a game plan in week two where it was, let's have right tackles share the position. Let's have them both play.
Yeah, something
that does
not happen.
Who the freak does that? And then the guy went in and committed, what, 3 penalties in 5 seconds?
That happens at maybe in like the rec football level. I have never experienced in my life any team that like I played for in middle school or high school or college or even covering high school or college.
That's what
games,
I mean. Look at our
where
teams.
Where you see a constant rotation between right tackles.
I know the Steelers are high-end mediocrity because they haven't had a losing season, but they haven't really won anything. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You do stupid things, you're going to get stupid results. And it's the same thing with Pickett. Like, there will be, if Jones never pans out, this like eternal debate, how much of it was Broderick Jones and how much of it was the Steelers just screwing him up?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.